He is an accomplished para-Nordic skier and rowing competitor. She competed in 2007 in the ASW 1X World Championships, as well as the World Cup for para-Nordic skiing. She also qualified for the 2012 Paralympic Games in London. Besides her degrees in business administration and psychology, this Canadian-born rower also enjoys kayaking and cycling. She tells her story of faith like this: I was raised by Christian parents, and we went to church often. I gave my heart to Jesus as a small child and always stuck to that faith, making several recommitments along the way in life. At the age of 24, I was working as a cook at a Bible camp and went up to a creek to do my Bible devotions. I remember praying that I was ready to give God all of my life, whatever that meant, even if it meant enduring tragedy. And 2 weeks later, I was in a car accident that broke my back and left me a paraplegic. I remember that prayer to God in the whole time I was recovering. It was never a super difficult transition for me. I knew that it was God's plan at the time. I started taking up some athletics as part of my rehabilitation and began doing adaptive skiing, then rowing. My faith has been the main reason I've been involved in sports and gone on to more elite levels. It's always been a form of ministry and something God was always in control of. I knew if God took me out, it was part of His plan for me. I didn't understand why. That is, I didn't understand why I had the accident, and now I realize this is a ministry for me. I'm not sure what that means at times, but I'm striving for what He wants me to strive for, and it's in His hands. Getting to London for the 2012 Olympics was a lot harder than getting to previous events, and there have been times I was asking God, why does this have to be so hard? But as soon as I put my trust in Him, He gives me that peace that I need. It amazes me how I can see how much He loves me in the way He answers prayers. He blesses more than I can even imagine. And over the last year, He has really shown me how much He wants to bless me. Whether I win or not, or even make it there, is still in His hands. If faith is your life and God is your guiding factor, you can't separate faith and sports. If God was not in charge of my life, I wouldn't be where I am. There's no way I could have done this on my own steam. The things I've been able to do have been miraculous. He's brought me to this point, and that's by trusting Him and letting Him do the work through me. Her name is Joan Reed. This is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Joan Reed trusted Jesus Christ as her Savior, May I lovingly encourage you to do the same today. Here's how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.